When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans French Radio.
Hey, you handsome bitches. We're going to be doing a live stream of the Plumbing Boys play/ruin Dungeons & Dragons. Don't know what that is? Well, it's myself, Jackson, and our good friend Joel Dusha getting plunged into the world of Dungeons & Dragons by our so-called friend Adam Carnevale. We've played through the Yawning Portal as a Sanspans Plus exclusive, and while D&D maybe beat us on most occasions, this one we're feeling very lucky about. So come and watch to see if we make it out of Adam's world alive, if we in fact save the day like the little princes we are, and if Dungeons & Dragons gets played or ruined. Find out what will happen in this incredible four-part series. Tickets are available over at Stupid Old Studios at sospresents.com. We'll be streaming every Saturday from midday Australian Eastern Standard Time from the 20th of June to the 11th of July. Watch live or on demand, and if you grab the season pass, you'll get access to all four live shows for the price of three. Once again, that's sospresents.com or check the show notes.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 16 of Zombie Plagued Chult, that which occurred later than now before.
Alright, so Dragonbait and I are going to go for the other two Malison.
Yep.
Before I do that, I'm going to cast Gift Protection on myself with my little, my once a week, known damage for one round.
Into the head of the Malison. You hear a crack and the Malison stumbles backwards. Quasha falls to his knees and then falls forward into the muck. Quasha is dead.
Wait, really?
Yes. Atop the plinth is a soft, velvety, red cushion, and upon the cushion is this.
A movable rod.
You know that somewhere here in Omu is the home base of the Yawn-Ti and Raznazi, who is where the Soulmonger is.
So the Soulmonger's here.
The Soulmonger's here in Omu.
I assume the shrine of Shigambi.
Yes, Shigambi the Kamadan. Yes.
Now, I know you said on the way back, but something tells me that the shrines are important to this space.
They both nod. They're not. They seem tense. You don't think that they're going to do anything unnecessarily dangerous.
This is mostly aimed at Flask.
You've seen a shrine to the god Shigambi. As you approach, nothing immediately happens.
Oh, good.
So you now immediately get a better look at the inscription beneath the mural, and Orvex just maybe casually says, It's just the part of the story pertaining to this god. So that little part of the story that he's already read to you. That's further reinforcing it. Maybe it's something to do with what we're doing here. Like I said, you can see stairs going down past the mural as well. And barred, but you could maybe fit through the bars if you wanted to. There's some sort of gladiatorial pit beneath you.
Does it look like there are weapons in there?
There does not appear to be any weapons in the pit. You can see it pretty well. You can see that there's two entrances/exits to the pit, but you can tell that there are no weapons in the pit. It looks just empty.
Could we work out that the stairs probably go down into the pit?
It seems logical, yes.
Okay.
Once you get close enough to the pedestal, it's a 4-foot-high stone cylinder. Once you get close enough, an inspection reveals that there is a stone hatch on top of it.
Open. Open with rapier.
As you do that, you hear a clicking sound.
Dark, I duck.
You turn The first thing you do is you turn to the giant mural of the Kamadan and the Grung, and you can see now that it is perforated with tiny holes all around it. Gas floods the entire room.
Fuck me. Horns, I told you not to touch anything that looked like it should be touched.
You are going to need to make constitution saving throws.
Gahoy.
That is...
Guardians of.
That is a failure from Pop.
Is it? What if I add
something about that?
D6 after making a saving throw?
You can do that.
Yeah.
God, so many good boy cards.
Still a failure?
What if I add a D10 to a saving throw?
Now it's a pass.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Tiffany?
How bad did I roll?
You rolled pretty poorly, but it's also tough. Tiffany, I think you're also going to fail. Yeah, Tiffany, you fail as well. Pop, you take 15 points of damage, which you cannot share with your shield guardian.
No, because he's nowhere near me.
Too far away, yep. Tiffany, you take 31 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Woof, in the word of every dog I've ever met. Woof.
Tiffany, you will have the poisoned condition for 1 hour or until someone heals you. The poison condition imposes you disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Huh.
Everyone in the room starts coughing. The gas quickly fades away.
All right. Just again, do not touch anything that looks like it should be touched.
Is there anything in there?
Anything in... you failed to open it.
Oh.
You jam your rapier in and begin trying to work at it, but as soon as you do that, you hear that clicking sound.
Spear. We need a spear.
That's what I said.
It would appear we need 4 spears.
That's what I said. But no one's listening to me.
All right, rapier into a trap. Let's go.
Are we walking downstairs?
Yep.
Good.
I think Artis, Flask, and Dragonbait should stay in the room.
In this upper room?
Yes.
All right. With the pedestal and such?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. We just might need their help.
There's 3 of us. He speaks the language. They'll be right above where we are.
Okay.
Just in case something weird happens in here, they can tell us.
Okay. Well, I figure the downstairs area should lead to that pit, so we should be able to hear each other or just jump in and we'll shout up.
Sure. And what aren't we going to do?
Touch things.
Good work.
It kills me. That kills me. I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to go exploring ruins. You're going to ruin everything. I have poisoned everyone.
You start walking down the stairs. And around through that cobwebbed corridor out into the gladiatorial pit beneath you. Who's first? Pop? All right. Yeah, you definitely weigh more than 50 pounds. As soon as you step out into the gladiatorial pit, you hear a clicking sound as the entire floor shifts down slightly.
Fuck.
Clearly, you are on a weighted trap. A portcullis closes behind you, blocking you off from whoever was directly behind you. Was it you, Tiffany?
Yeah.
If you want, I'll let you make a dexterity saving throw to get on the other side of the portcullis with Pop. Or you could stay where you are. It's up to you. If you want to stay with Pop.
I just got 30 hit points taken off. I think I'll stay here.
Can the guys upstairs see this because they're looking in from...
Yeah, they can look down and see what's happening.
Yeah, like you're with people, you know?
Yeah. Also, I like being on my own.
As soon as that happens, I run upstairs. Like, right. I run straight back around.
You start. Well, we'll go to initiative. Because when that happens, Pop, beyond you, at the other exit to this gladiatorial pit, you hear... And then... Bum, 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 bum. A rhythmic, heavy... A series of rhythmic, heavy footfalls.
Hmm. Gladiatorial pit. Yeah, you know, I probably should have seen this one coming.
Maybe they'll have spears. You have to beat 4 warriors, get their spears, pop them in the thing.
I'm
one man.
Well, we're all, it's just bars.
People can drop down, yeah.
Yeah, shoot down.
A dragon bait. He's a little fella.
Tiffany, who would you like to act with?
Artis.
Pop, who are you acting with?
Dragon bait.
Tiffany, you're sprinting back up the stairs. What do you want to yell for Artis to do while you're doing that?
Help him!
Artis Simber unlumbers his bow and arrow, knocks an arrow, but he can't do anything just yet. Pop. Bum, 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 bum. Turning around the corner is a statue made of hard clay. The statue has a definite almond look to it. It looks less like an accurate representation of a human and more like an impression of a human.
Is it carrying a spear, Adam?
In one hand, it has a spear, a long brass spear. In the other hand, it is holding a clay shield. The brass spear looks important, but the shield does not. Bum, 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 bum. With quick, short footfalls, it enters the arena. It lowers the spear and charges at you, moving with mechanical, like, really precise movements. Like, it moves only how it has to.
Like a clockwork thing.
Yeah, like something made out of clockwork machinery. It attacks 3 times.
Fuck.
Oh, it's bad.
Found the spears.
Miss, hit, critical hit. Its first attack, as it charges forwards, you're tense, anticipating the blow. So you step backwards and it can't strike far out enough. But then, as it pulls its spear back, it takes a step forward, nearly battering you with its shield, and then it brings its spear out a second time. The second time, it spears you directly in the guts.
Oh, that's going to sting tomorrow. Also now.
You take 18 points of damage, Pop, as it spears you in the belly. Then, on its final attack, that critical hit... Skewered, you take a d4 damage at the beginning of your turn for the next 2 turns. So, it deals minimum damage, 6 points of damage.
Oh.
As it twists the spear in your belly, but you feel it nick an artery, and you begin bleeding profusely.
Fucking hell. Ouch,
it has ouch, destroyed ouch. Your guts.
That belongs inside my body, not on the outside.
It's Flask of Wine's turn. Flask of Wine fires down at it. He will get advantage because of that. He has a very advantageous position to fire. His first attack is a hit. His second attack is also a hit. He will deal 16. He deals 21 points of damage with 2 arrows striking in either of its shoulders. Then it is Pop and Dragonbait's turn.
Let's fucking do this dance.
I would like to... Dragonbait obviously jump down and help.
When Dragonbait thump, lands next to you and next to the clay warrior...
Fuck.
You feel the floor click down a few more inches and you hear down that corridor... something else open up and... boom, 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 boom.
Oh, you crafty son of a bitch.
Well, then I would like to use Zephyr Strike.
Mm-hmm.
And attack this clay motherfucker, and I'll get Dragonbait to do the same.
All 4 of your attacks are hits. You'll deal an extra d8 points of damage on the first attack. You begin tearing the clay golem apart. Piece
can I,
by piece.
Can I focus on the hand holding the spear?
You could try to, yeah.
To make him, like, let go or, like, as part of these attacks?
You can always give it a red hot go. That's much.
Nobody else jump down.
You learned your lesson. You deal 34 points of damage to it.
Hey.
Oh, he's good.
I mean, sad that you didn't go down, but, you know.
Could be worse. I could be bleeding to death. Never mind.
You slash with your scimitar. Not your scimitar. Why do I keep calling it a scimitar? You slash with your sickle. Mm. You hammer with the hammer, sickle, hammer again. You start breaking apart its right arm, the arm it's using to hold the spear, and you see that the middle, the joint, the elbow completely caves away. You've completely destroyed the middle part of the arm. But then the spear whips around and knocks your sickle to the side. There is a gap in between its arm from where its arm begins to where its arm ends, but the parts of the arm that are there act as if nothing has happened.
Fuck you, you clay motherfucker.
And then Dragonbait also unleashes upon it.
On the arm.
I'll
just try to get the spear out of its hand.
Dragonbait, dear. The first attack I think will be a miss. Oh, no. Dragonbait hits with both attacks. Dragonbait has a very high attack bonus.
Good boy. So I thought going to all these shrines would be helpful, but I think it's just going to be awful. Definitely going in more shrines if we walk past them.
Oh, yeah,
Dragonbait deals 29 more points of damage to it. Dragonbait completely powderizes one of its legs. One of its legs is gone, destroyed. But the clay golem continues to act, move about, and put its one remaining foot down as if it has 2 feet.
Do any of us know how golems work in game?
Tiffany.
I don't even know how they work out game.
Are these the golems where you put...
I get a bad boy card, and no, neither of you know how golems work. Tiffany and Artis. Artis now has a shot, so he opens up on that clay golem. That'll be a miss and 2 hits, 9 points of damage. Tiffany, what would you like to do?
I would like to shift. The pit itself doesn't look too wide, so what I'd like to do is try and position myself so that I can cast Agonizar's Scorcher and only hit the golems.
Sure. So the second golem hasn't arrived here yet, just to let you know.
Well, in that case, does Earth Tremor's 10 foot, how big? Could I just Earth
you
Tremor?
Could, Earth Tremor you can do on just the thing.
I would love to do that and sort of aim it near the entrance.
First level or second level?
First.
You cast your hand over the grate and you feel the magical weave beneath the clay golem shift. You grab it and pull, causing it to explode violently upwards. The clay golem fails its saving throw. It'll take a d6 and be knocked prone. It takes 2 points of damage and is now on the ground. That was Tiffany and Artis's turn. It's the clay golem's turn.
That's on the ground.
It's back to the earth now where it was born.
Clay golem stands up, but that's going to be its turn. A second clay golem, bum, 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 marches out of that corridor, but the area affected by the earth tremor spell is now considered difficult terrain, and so the clay golem can only get to your friends. It can't attack this turn because it needs to try and navigate around all the cracked earth you've made. Flask of wine.
This is 1 of 9, and we're only halfway through getting all of the enemies.
Flask of wine hits, dealing 10 points of damage.
Do we feel that we have to go to all 9?
We probably don't.
Don't we? Like, genuinely.
We're here for the soulmonger.
Yeah, but like, maybe to get to Rasna Z, we have to get, like, go to each. Why would we have a map with all 9 temples on it?
That was Flask of Wine's turn. It's Pop and Dragonbait's turn. What would you like to do?
Try to take the spear out of its hand.
Oh, you just want to wrestle the spear from
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'll get Dragonbait to fight it, but I want to spear.
You grab the spear, but when you do that, as you pull as hard as you can, but the clay golem slams you with its shield. You take 8 points of damage, and you got to make a saving throw or be knocked prone from it battering you with its shield.
Fucking hell.
You need to make a strength saving throw.
Hey,
you are going to fail.
Can we get out of the pit?
You could try to climb out if you wanted to, or you could try to force the portcullis behind you open.
I'm on the ground. I'm just thinking of things.
His first attack hits, but his second attack, Dragonbait's second attack, is a hit. So maybe the first attack, he swings and his sword passes through a hole that he's made in the body of the creature, but he turns it around and deals 7 points of damage.
I'm on the ground.
That's 7 points of damage destroys the clay golem. It falls forwards and shatters into 1,000 pieces. Pop, you don't know this. Tiffany, you do notice this. As the clay golem shatters, the pieces get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until they disappear, and you can tell that the clay golem has actually magically dissipated. The brass spear remains.
Throw it up!
That was Pop and Dragonbait's turn.
I'm on my then, back.
Tiffany and Artis.
So there's still one golem left?
Yeah.
I'm going to use Witch Bolt on that golem.
You bathe the creature, the clay golem, in electricity. Did you cast it as a first level spell?
Yeah.
2 points of damage.
This damn spell ruining my damn life.
What would you like Artis to do?
Artis, just keep plugging in with the arrows.
Artis does so. Ugh. His first attack is a miss. He only hits once this turn. He got a couple of shit rolls, but he does max damage.
Oh, good.
So he deals 12 points of damage, shooting it directly in its head. The arrow plunges down. Oh, wait. I should have been rolling advantage.
Advantage?
Yeah.
He's got a nice vantage point to...
Oh.
Artis's attack was a critical hit. Deep wound. Make a DC 14 constitution saving throw. It fails. Take an additional D6 piercing damage.
Ooh.
The clay golem attacks at Dragonbait. Dragonbait does a decent job of fending it off, but Dragonbait takes 2 deep spear wounds. Then it is Flask's turn. Flask continues to fire downwards, hissing while he does it. No good. No good. There are no trees here. I said there were no trees. That's bad luck. Bad luck. No trees. He hits twice.
God damn. I love that an aside joke has become integral to his character.
He deals 12 points of damage. And Pop and Dragonbait, what would you like to do? You're on the floor. You can use half of your movement to get up.
Can I, from the ground, lift the spear up through the bars?
Oh, you the spear that's here, you want to chuck it upwards?
Yep.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll do that.
I'd say it's pretty easy. Yeah, fine. Cool. You grab it. You roll. As you roll, you grab it and you throw it upwards. You arc it so that it lands outside of the...
Yeah, no, I just throw it straight up.
Yeah.
Right down into my head.
You arc it so that it lands next to Tiffany, we'll say. Tiffany, the spear is right next to
you. I just remembered that from the last fight, I have a horrific scar down the middle of my...
Oh, my God.
I forgot that as well.
Oh, I would love to... Look, I'm no artiste. I would love to see a before and after of our characters.
I mean, I looked pretty fucked before.
Would you like Dragonbait to fight back, I guess?
Yeah, I would.
Dragonbait continues to fight. He lands 2 good hits. He's getting his licks back in. He deals 21 points of damage. Tiffany and Artis.
I would like to... There's still only one in there, isn't there?
Yep, there's still one left.
There's also a spear.
We'll need all of them. I jump in.
Oh, fuck. Get a good boy card. Fuck yes. The floor goes down another inch, and you hear down that corridor again...
I just give you a look from the ground.
You have no right.
I'm lying on the ground. I'm just looking at you like.
I'm imagining you trying to look really dignified as you struggle to unroll from a backed turtle position that you are.
Hey, I just gracefully throw a spear through a gap.
Phenomenal.
But no, I can't get
it. Hey, it came back as me.
Tiffany, you can attack if you want.
Yes, I would love to jump behind the clay golem that is attacking Dragonbait and use Green Flame Blade.
You do so. You strike it in the back, hitting it and dealing quite a bit of damage.
Witch Bolt goes in the bin now.
You deal 30 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Suck it.
Another clay golem marches out. This time... Because, Tiffany, you are here, it can reach you and attack you.
I remember when you lost 30 hit points earlier?
Well, let's do that again.
Oh, nah, that sounds bad.
All right, it hits you twice, Tiffany. This is going to hurt.
Nunce would have been better.
28 points of damage.
Sounds bad, Adam.
Then the other one attacks Dragonbait. It deals two hits to Dragonbait, dealing 23 points of damage to Dragonbait. Dragonbait takes another deep wound in his gut as this clay golem is slowly, bang, pushing with its shield, stabbing in his gut, bang, pushing him back with a shield, stabbing in his gut. It's slowly forcing Dragonbait backwards with deep gut wounds. Dragonbait looks like his chest has been riddled with holes, like someone's getting ready to plant seeds or something. No, wait, you do that after you plant seeds. Tilling the ground? What is it?
That's
no,
before you plant
don't you,
seeds.
Don't you till for... No, yeah, you just throw the seeds on the ground and then you stab the holes and hope they fall in.
There's like a thing called aerating the ground.
Yep, they do it at my work.
Yeah, where you like put holes in it to help the seeds grow.
They drive a tractor and it's got like teeth at the back and the teeth go... Nah, 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 nah,
or you just host a party with a lot of race goers.
Everyone just has to wear stilettos.
They wear stilettos and they're poking the holes in the ground and they till the soil. And they love it when you make jokes like that. Oh no, what's happened?
Flask of wine.
Till the soil. She's a very famous actress.
Shut up. Flask of wine deals with two arrows, deals 12 points of damage in the first attack. And then the second attack is a critical hit.
Oh, so when you gasped, it was with
delight.
A gasp with gusto.
Gasp.
Pinned. The attack pins your arm to a wall, another target, or your own body. Make a DC 12 strength check to free your arm, taking a D4 damage with each failed attempt. So he deals a further 9 points of damage in addition to the 12 he dealt just before. And we'll say the spear arm is pinned to the wall next to it. That clay golem cannot fight with that spear anymore until it frees itself.
Good boy.
Pop and dragon bait.
Well, Adam, I'd like to get off the ground.
All right, you get up.
Can I try and take the spear as well?
You could try to take the spear, sure.
The one that's like the guy's pinned to the wall, I'm going to try to jimmy the spear out of his hand. Like, I know you probably have to kill them, but like, maybe.
You grab the spear and twist. The arm snap, crackles, and pops. And then you Cocoa Puffs your way into getting the spear.
That's why they call me Pop Mandarin.
Flask of Wine looks down and says, Weet-Bix.
I call him a Fruit Loop.
A moment of exultation, of joy with the brass spear. And then the spear vanishes from your hand and appears once more in the hands of the clay golem.
Aw, boo!
Just so you know, clay golem, I hate you so much and I hate a lot of people.
Dragonbait.
That's amazing. I hate you, point one. You're not special, point two.
Dragonbait crumples the head of the golem against the wall with his sword, destroying it. The clay golem collapses forwards, once again turning into nothing, into dust, into nothing. The spear remains. Then it is...
All right, you can't take the spears out unless they're dead. I've tried twice.
We all saw.
Tiffany and Artis. Tiffany, you're the only one facing off against this clay golem. It's not good for you.
If I run away, will it get an attack of op?
How far away do you want to get?
I want to be so far away that it can't get me.
As your bonus action, you can take the disengage action and you can move up to 30 feet, your movement speed away from it without taking an attack of opportunity. The answer is yes.
So I can attack it and run.
Yep.
I would like to...
You can't cast Green Flame Blade if you do that, though.
That's all right.
Also, you can't get your sneak attack because you're not fighting with a friend right now.
I mean, we've spent some time together, so I would have thought we'd be friends, but that's fine. I shank him and leg it.
Your attack is a hit.
Good.
You deal 11 points of damage.
Better than sneeze at.
Better than two.
And then you hightail it out of it.
That's the sound of me leaving at speed.
Do you want Artis to just keep firing down?
I would love if Artis could just keep firing down.
Artis hits twice, dealing 22 points of damage. It's their turn. The clay golem charges you, Tiffany. It moves past Pop and Dragonbait. Both of you get an attack of opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Baby.
Please.
Yum, 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 yum.
Dragonbait is going to miss, but Pop, you hit, dealing 8 points of damage as it passes you. But the clay golem arrives at you, Tiffany. Hit.
Hit?
Can you still use your luck, or is that all done?
Is there any more luck for little old Teef to use?
Luck checks only work on you.
And if it's a hit, then I want to do Hellish Rebuke as well.
All right. The second attack will be a miss, and then the third attack is also a hit.
Ouch! Ouch!
I thought that was the fire coming out.
Tiffany, you take 6 points of damage.
Is that all you got? I hope.
And then it needs to make a dexterity saving throw. It fails. Fire fire and flames wreath the creature.
A tautology bursts from Tiffany's body.
I don't know what the word tautology means, but I have to assume I'm being mocked.
Always.
Tiffany, you take 12 points of damage.
Again?
Yeah, his second attack that he hit.
Oh.
He spears you in the belly after the flames have reached him. Then it is Flask's turn.
Get away from her, you fucking thing! Things don't kill people, I kill people!
I love Flask! I love Flask!
Flask of Wine deals 19 points of damage.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, D&D is for Nerds is great, but if you wish we had a little more time to go on our weird tangents between roles, then good news. Our podcast Shut Up A Second is literally all weird tangents. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search Shut Up A Second, and let us lead you from the world of linear thought into a deep pit of chaos. We'll see you there.
Pop and Dragonmate, what would you like to do?
I'm going to fucking kill this golem.
All right.
I'm going to Zephyr Strike the back of its head.
You bring your sickle into the clay golem's back and twist, jerking it around for Dragonbait to get a hit in. But it launches backwards and plants both of its feet against Dragonbait, kicking him away. You bring your hammer down on the back of its head, and Dragonbait charges forwards with his sword lowered. The clay golem twists around, exposing your side, and Dragonbait's sword slides in between the two of you. You bring your sickle out and slam it again in the clay golem's neck, and the clay golem jerks around, forcing Dragonbait to lower his sword or cut you in half.
I look at Dragonbait and just say, and this is why I have trust issues.
Tiffany and Artis, what would you like to do?
I would like to get gone.
You can't. You're kind of pinned in a corner right now.
I would like
to. Oh, actually, no, I think you still can. Yeah, you could try to disengage still if you wanted to.
I would like to stab and...
Stab and run?
Stab and avoid the slab, as it were.
You hit.
Stab and slab. Stab and slab.
This time you get your sneak attack because you're fighting next to friends. You deal 18 points of damage.
That sounds promising.
You drive your scimitar into the center of
my
the...
My what?
Why do you think everyone has a scimitar, Adam?
You drive your rapier into the center of the clay golem.
Thank you.
And when you do so, you strike some integral part of the magic that keeps it together. The clay golem explodes.
I stabbed him in the magic?
Yeah.
The spear, pow, right in the magic.
The spear clatters to the ground and the exit opens.
We got one more.
I have to leave.
You go.
I pick up all the remaining spears.
Before you go, I want to do third level cure wounds.
Okie dokie.
Third level cure wounds, could that potentially heal me a fair chunk?
You recover 9 hit points.
Is there a chance it could, like if I got the max, would it be substantially more than that?
Yes.
Well, I would like to receive the maximum amount of healing, please.
Spend that card. You recover 27 hit points.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for him to be like, you recover 11 hit points.
Hey, to a man who has 9, 11's a lot.
When you get back up to the top, Flask of Wine takes out that little jar that he got from that person stuffed into the tree, and he smears some of the ointment onto you. You recover another 11 hit points.
Simba style?
Yeah, he smears it over your forehead. Dragonbait, with one hand, he's like covering his gut. He's still bleeding.
I third level cure wounds, Dragonbait.
Flask, do you reckon you could climb up that wall? I point into the pit.
Yes.
Everyone out of the pit. Flask, if you jump in and climb straight back out, we can just plug them with arrows.
This is true.
We don't have to risk anyone getting any more hurt.
I mean, Dragonbait, did you want to stand up there and plug it with arrows, or do you want to have a good scrap?
Dragonbait shrugs. He's kind of good for whatever, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not fucking know.
Dragonbait shrugs, but then gestures to his backpack, which does have a conspicuous absence of ranged weaponry.
All right. Flask, do you want to jump down and climb back up?
All right.
Everyone get your weapons ready.
Where's everyone?
So Dragonbait and I are still in the pit.
Okay. All right.
You've gone back up.
Everyone else is on top, yep, looking into the pit.
Flask climbs down into the pit, takes a paw off, like on the wall, takes a paw off and pushes down on the floor. He needs to put a lot of weight. Like he needs to basically let go before it happens. But eventually you do feel the floor shift another inch down. And then a gate opens before you and the gate behind you snaps shut. Flask of Wine scrambles to get out. And Tiffany and Artis, I'll assume you hold your action until the clay golem comes out.
Yep.
The clay golem comes out.
And before he comes out, I turn to Dragonbait and I say, 2 gold, I get him before you do.
Dragonbait nods. Tiffany, Artis, what would you like to do?
I'm going to use Agonar Scorcher.
All right. It passes. It takes half damage.
Can it not?
I'm sorry, but
I've got a cannot boy card.
It takes 6 points of damage.
Oh, boo. That was a big spell for me.
As you bathe it in fire. Then Artis fires down at it.
Oh, my God. It's clay. I only made it stronger.
Hit.
You like hardened it in the... You made it a kiln.
Oh,
Artis Simba deals 28 points of damage. Zit. Artis Simba firing downwards peppers the clay golem with arrows. The clay golem, when it's in the pit with you, turns around so that it's facing the wall where Flask of Wine is at the top, and then it bends down, and in one smooth move, it leaps all the way up and lands outside of the pit up where you are.
motherfucker.
It attacks Flask of Wine.
It goes for whoever set off the fucking... We should have known that because that's what it did with you. I should have just let Dragonmate stay. I walked out and walked back in again.
That would have been...
I didn't think of that. Castle Rudy, this isn't Pop and Tiffany. This is you and me. And we are dumb as shit.
Gosh. Of course, it's a battle of it. Flask has to get in.
Flask of Wine takes 31 points of damage.
Oh my god, Flask.
Flask of Wine turns around as the clay golem lands behind him. What? He says. The clay golem slashes at his face, cutting his nose in half.
No!
Then it kicks low. You hear Flask of Wine's legs snap the wrong way.
Are you going to kill our friend?
Then it lowers its spear and stabs Flask of Wine straight through the chest. Tiffany, you are close enough to hear the air leave Flask of Wine as the spear retracts. Flask of Wine's lungs have been punctured. And then it is Flask of Wine's turn. He falls backwards, hits the wall, and slides down it. He lies in a puddle of blood. Pop and Dragonbait, you are trapped downstairs.
Fuck me.
Can I? Can I? Can I use rope trick and like...
You got rid of rope trick.
No, I wasn't allowed to. I can't. Oh.
And you know what? You can use rope trick.
Can I use rope trick?
That is absolutely the way rope trick is meant to be used.
Adam, I'd like to use rope trick for the first and only time and get Dragonbait and I out of the pit.
You touch a length of rope that is up to 60 feet long. One end of the rope then rises into the air until the whole rope hangs perpendicular to the ground. You can climb up that rope to get out. You would not be able to do it otherwise.
Adam, I'm going to... Fucking hell. Oh, rope trick. remember when I tried to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You spend your entire action leaving, however.
That's okay. And I assume Dragonbait.
Dragonbait can attack, actually.
Sick him.
He didn't need to cast a spell to get out. Dragonbait slices, dices, and whines and dines the creature, dealing 11 points of damage.
It has a lovely time, and they have a second date that doesn't go as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then
wasn't meant to be.
It is Tiffany and Artis's turn.
He's on the other side, isn't he?
You could get there this turn. That's fine.
I would like...
And attack.
I would like to go around and green flame blade.
All right. You do so. You stab it, nearly getting a critical hit, and with Dragonbait and... Dragonbait and Pop there, you will get sneak attack damage. You deal... 32 points of damage.
Oh, we're such
stabbing it in its leg, twisting, turning, and breaking the magic there. It actually now walks with a limp. You have broken not the clay, but the magic.
Stabbed him in the magic.
What would you like Artis to do?
In the magic.
Artis, please help.
You can make a wall of ice.
Between him and Flask?
You can put Flask in ice.
And will they take damage from the ice?
No. It'll just be in the ice.
And it'll be, and the golem would have to chip through the ice to get the flask. And it would stop the bleeding.
Oh, would it stop the bleeding?
Flask of Wine isn't an immediate danger from bleeding out right now.
So encasing Flask of Wine in ice would not do any damage.
It's not like encasing him. He's not like frozen in a block. It's like a ball appears around you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You're like in a bubble.
Put him in ice.
With a wave of his hand, a ball of ice quickly forms around Flask of Wine, freezing solid instantly. Flask of Wine is protected within the ball, but you don't know for how long. Then it is the creature's turn. It starts attacking, maiming at the ice. It hits all three times.
That is lucky. Flask could be dead and I'd be sad.
Flask of Wine is safe for one turn, but one turn only. After a single turn of attacking, the ice is destroyed, and Flask of Wine is exposed again. But that was the creature's turn. It's Flask of Wine's turn. When the ice exploded, the frosted ice you couldn't see through, so Flask of Wine was obscured from you. When it explodes, you see like a hole in it. In the hole, Flask of Wine is nestled safely with a bow and arrow in his hand. As soon as the ice breaks, he lets loose.
It's kind of fucking great, old Flask.
I love Flask of Wine.
Remember when he couldn't talk and now he's the hero of our lives?
He just used to repeat what his sister said.
What his sister said.
Flask of Wine's attack is quite feeble, though. He only deals 8 points of damage. It's the last death throes of someone in a lot of trouble. Pop and Dragonbait, you are both near this.
Let's go. Zephyr, strike. Strike, baby. And Dragonbait, do your thing.
Dragonbait does his thing. You deal an extra D8 damage on the first hit. You deal 10, 14, 18 points of damage. And then Dragonbait in for the finisher. Dragonbait hit. Oh, no.
Critical miss.
Yep. Dragonbait's first attack deals 13 points of damage. Oh, he doesn't have the second attack to miss. He destroys it in his first attack. Dragonbait destroys the clay golem. It shatters into 1,000 pieces. But this time, you conspicuously do not hear the brass spear clatter to the ground. It's nowhere to be seen.
Is it in the pit?
You don't see it in the pit. You still have the three that you collected last time, but you don't have this one.
Well, let's go. Let's all flock to Flask and see what we can do.
Flask of Wine starts applying the ointment to himself.
I give Dragonbait $2. Hey, Dragonbait.
He doesn't say yeah, but
you want to go again?
Dragonbait nods.
All right, I'm going to go in the pit. You jump down when I say so. We got to get the spear off the thing while it's in the pit, or it doesn't count because we have to fight with honor.
Good boy card.
Yeah, it fucking annoyed me since I worked it out too.
I was thinking that the person who summoned it had to kill them.
No, because Dragonbait's killed all of them.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right,
You hop into the pit.
I drop back down into the pit.
Now that everyone had left, the pit had returned to its original height. You drop, the pit goes down an inch, and you see it shuts behind you. One opens before you.
I crack my neck, spin my hammer and my sickle, and get Dragonbait to jump in with me.
All right. So I'm going to go with a new initiative for this one.
Yep.
Because I feel like I might as well.
Because this is the start of a new fight.
Zephyr.
I can four attack, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Don't have to use rope trick to get. Is the rope still there?
Yeah, it just lasts for an hour. You don't need to be concentrating on it. You can do anything else.
So say we leave and like some Yawntee are tracking us and they walk into the temple and there's just a rope in the middle of the room and they don't know why.
You can dismiss it if you want.
No, fucking leave it there.
All right.
Wait.
Send a message.
Get it. Arrange it. Dispel. Hiss off.
Pop and Dragonbait, you're first.
Yeah, Zephyr Strike. Let's pummel this boy.
You begin the pummeling. First attack, miss. Two hits, two misses. You deal 15, 19, 26 points of damage. You open up on the clay golem and you deal a dizzying series of blows against it. You crumble parts of it, crack other parts, and force the clay golem almost immediately on the backward step. Then Dragonbait barrels in. Dragonbait misses but then hits. He deals 8 points of damage. And it hits you twice.
I should have timed it so Dragonbait and I both hit the thing at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Boom. Confuse it. It's like, doesn't know who to attack. Just stabs itself.
Pop, you take 26 points of damage.
Oh, boy. It's more than 10.
With the back end of its spear, it kicks out at one of your legs and you hear a crack. Your leg doesn't shift much, but you feel your bone break.
Mm.
Then it brings the spear down and slashes your chest.
Is that my good leg or my bad leg, Adam?
I'd say that's your bad leg.
Yeah. Wait, do you have good legs anymore?
No, I do. I have a really bad leg and an okay leg because my whole body's fucked.
Ah, yes.
Tiffany and Artis.
Artis will be firing bow into thing, and I will be. I'll have another go at the Agonizar's Scorcher.
All right. He hits twice. You deal 14 points of fire damage as you bathe it in flames. And Artis deals 8, 10, 13 points of damage firing down into it.
We just need to get this done.
Artis's arrows are completely consumed by your flame, but parts of his arrows still strike the target. You have really done a number on this creature, but it does not seem to care. Then it is Flask of Wine's turn. Flask of Wine fires down into it. He hits and hits twice. It's starting to slow down now. After Flask of Wine's attacks, it's just riddled with arrows right now. Then it is Pop and Dragonbait's turn.
Let's go again.
Oh no, critical miss.
That was Dragonbait, so that's good.
I'm so sorry.
You're just sad you're losing the bet.
It's cost me more gold than I've spent in this entire fucking campaign. It's these little two gold bets with Dragonbait.
Butterfingers, you lose your grip on you lose your grip mid-swing, and your weapon flies 25 feet away in the direction of your target. Make a ranged attack roll against the nearest creature other than the target in that direction. No creatures in that direction. You accidentally lose grip of your sickle. It flies over the clay golem's head and embeds itself in the wall behind the clay golem.
I'm having a bad day, Dragonbait. Don't you dare.
Dragonbait doesn't say or do anything, but you smell.
Did the hammer attack still work, though?
The hammer will be a miss. And your final attack, I guess with the hammer, will be a hit.
Rude.
You smell tar.
Victory. Or celebration.
You deal 6 points of damage in total.
Oh, you know what? If you stab me and I died right now, that'd be fair enough.
Dragonbait's turn.
Fuck, I hope he gets a critical miss and he loses his sword.
Miss and a hit. And then it's its turn. Critical hit, hit, miss. I'm going to spend one of my bad boy cards to make that last miss a hit.
Cruel. Cruel and unusual.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way I like it. It's how I like my DMs.
Staunch the bleeding. Triple damage and you have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for a D6 round. That might not matter.
Oh.
This is pretty bad for you, buddy. You take 30 points of damage.
I've been healing everybody that I forgot that I got very badly hurt and have been bleeding.
Oh my goodness. This is like the first non-selfish thing you've done and it might kill you.
That's why one of my rules is no sacrifices. Fuck.
The first time I've been like kind.
You were downed. The last thing you see is the clay golem leveling its spear directly between your eyes. Tiffany, from above, you see him get speared straight through the eyes. The creature drags it out, and as he falls down, it uses its last attack to whip around and slash open his chest. You have one failed saving throw because of that.
Fucking hell.
It does not stop because you are downed. It is going to try to outright kill you. And then it is Tiffany and Artis's turn.
What is Artis's most damaging move?
He can do up to 10d6 damage.
Cool.
I would like him to attack the golem with that, please.
The golem fails its saving throw and is going to take 31 points of damage. That's enough. It's destroyed. It shatters and ting, 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 ting. The spear clatters to the ground. Tiffany, you still have your full action.
Don't jump in.
Oh, God. Oh, God. How do we get you out? Dragonbait, drag him out. Throw the spear up.
Dragonbait, drag him out. Dragonbait, Dragonbait, turn around.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, Tiffany?
I'm going to yell at Dragonbait to throw the spear up. And then to drag Pop to the other side of the door.
When it's destroyed, the portcullis opens so Dragonbait can go up the stairs. Oh, people can go down the stairs if they wish as well.
Yeah, I would like Dragonbait to drag pop to the other side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will meet them there.
All right. So you start heading down the stairs.
Yep.
Flask of Wine's turn. Flask of Wine.
No one jump in.
Flask of Wine pauses mid-hop. No, he knew. Flask of Wine climbs on the side of the walls but doesn't go down onto the floor.
Flask, get it. Get out. Flask.
I will be careful. It's Pop and Dragonbait's turn. Dragonbait was going to reach for the spear, but instead, Flask of Wine gently lifts himself off the wall.
Oh, don't you.
Grabs the spear and takes it off. Like a scene out of a spy movie. Nothing happens. Flask of Wine looks at Dragonbait and says, "Stabilize him. I will hold them off." He whips the spear around and points it at the doorway where the creatures will come out of. Dragonbait moves to stabilize instead.
No creatures. Is the door not open?
It's open, yeah.
I guess Flask doesn't know how it works.
Nope, not necessarily. Pop, you're stabilized.
Am I awake?
No. You're on 0 hit points and you're unconscious. Dragonbait slowly drags you out, and then Flask of Wine climbs up the side, and everyone's out. What treasures await on the other side of this challenge? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plague Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.